BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Italy is temporarily closing all schools and universities to try to tackle the spread of the coronavirus. The Italian authorities say 28 people have died of COVID-19 in the past day, taking the total to 107. The country has more than 3,000 confirmed cases, with nearly 300 of those in intensive care. The billionaire US businessman Michael Bloomberg has abandoned his bid for the White House and endorsed the former Vice President Joe Biden. Mr. Bloomberg poured huge sums of his own money into running for the Democratic Party nomination, but his only victory was in the tiny territory of American Samoa. The European Union has urged Turkey not to encourage the further movement of migrants to the EU's border in Greece. Speaking in Ankara, the EU foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said those paying the price were Syrian refugees and migrants. Rival Turkish politicians have been involved in a huge brawl in Parliament. Television footage shows legislators pushing and punching each other. The fighting began after an opposition member criticised President Erdogan and his policy in Syria. Scientists have published the first assessment of the role of climate change in Australia's devastating wildfires. Researchers say global warming boosted the risk of the hot, dry weather that's likely to cause bushfires by at least 30%. President Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil has sent a comic impersonator to replace him at a daily press briefing. A look-alike comedian offered bananas to journalists waiting to hear from the president on the coronavirus and Brazil's economic crisis. And the former head of Ghana's Football Association, Kwesi Nyantakyi, has been charged with fraud. He's pleaded not guilty. BBC News.